Big win here in game number two. Just talk about the game overall, and then we'll get to a couple of more specific players after this.
Well, you know, we knew coming into it that, you know, it was going to be a tight game throughout the entire game, and both teams had a lot to fight for. Both teams fought hard last night, and, you know, they came out on top, and so our guys, you know, they kind of played with a little chip on their shoulder today, and you know, they fought all season anyway. And, you know, we faced some situations, not the same as this, but real similar in terms of, you know, just kind of being pressured. And, you know, having those situations early in the season, I think, prepared us for this. And we came out and played a lot more loose than most people would. So I think that was a testament to how our guys have approached the game all season and how they have, you know, how they've kind of come in with the same mindset every day and getting to work and just working on doing their job every day.
Talk about the play of your pitcher, eighth grader Ty Ramage, coming in, biggest game of the season, and you put it on the shoulders of an eighth grader. Talk about his performance.
Well, you know, Ty, one thing that I think that helped him tonight on the mound is the fact that he's been behind the plate for us all year and been our catcher and caught every game this season pretty much. You know, having a guy that's been back there and been kind of battle-tested back there, I think helps him on the mound because he understands, you know, what kind of sequences we're going to call on the mound, and he understands a little more about pitching. And, you know, he's a competitor. You know, I am really impressed, not just with the complete game, but with also, you know, he's an eighth grader. He came out in the first inning and he was kind of nervous. He gave up a two spot, and then it was like putting cruise control on, and, you know, it was ground ball, fly ball, ground ball, double play, and, you know, he filled up the strike zone. He was under 100 pitches, and he filled up the strike zone and just did his job, you know, gave us a chance, kept us in it.
And another guy on the infield playing great defense was Landon Wallace over at second base. I think we had him with 7 or 8 putouts tonight. What can you say about his play?
You know, Landon, that is what he loves to do anyway. He's one of those little middle infielders that is just a dirt bag, and, you know, he loves to play defense, and, you know, he comes out here and works hard every day at it, even in BP. You know, when it's a lot of guys are just kind of relaxed during BP, he's out there diving around and trying to make plays during BP. So, you know, that's his favorite part of the game, in my opinion, and he plays it that way. So,
real quickly, we're moving on to play Mooreville. Do you know anything about your second-round opponent?
I know Mooreville historically has been a very solid program. Everything that I've heard this year, they have one really good arm, one top-tier arm that's done a great job for them this year. And, you know, we'll get back on the drawing board and put this one behind us and get to work on Monday and prepare for next week. So.